You are now listening to The Show with me.
Good morning, everybody. It is a very cold Monday morning, and I am fairly certain that all of us are very tired. Gabe, how are you feeling?
It's Monday.
Indeed it is. Sam, what are you doing down there?
Put it together real quick.
He blew up his earbuds.
Oh, no.
They're like everywhere.
Oh, no.
I got them together. They're fine.
Okay.
You got it.
He's saved.
He's safe.
Hello.
Hello. How are you feeling? He had his headphones on backwards.
I'm feeling alive. Feeling awake.
Feeling
good.
Yeah, can't say the same for both of us.
Monday.
Gabe and I are not having a good Monday. But, you know, we got break coming up soon.
Yay.
We do. I personally only have to go to school tomorrow, and then I'm off for the rest of the week.
Oh, same.
Same.
Yeah. There we go.
Thanksgiving break.
We get 3 days.
Children of Indiana, we get off.
Woo-hoo! We don't get it.
We don't have it.
We don't have it.
We're gone.
I'm off Wednesday through Friday, and then I get Saturday, Sunday, and then I'm back on Monday, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Lasagna.
I mean, we don't have game this week, so I've got time to prepare a doable question.
A doozy of a question.
I got time to prepare doable questions.
Doozies.
But then I got to do some plotting for the show. Because then we've got Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas is going to be a little wacky.
Why?
I don't know. I had an idea, but I don't know how that idea is going to roll. But, you know, it's the turkey month. Why don't we talk about Thanksgiving? What do you guys like about Thanksgiving?
Oh, I like saying thank you and giving.
What? Very specific with that one.
Good job. Sam, how do you feel about it?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I like the food, but specifically, we got a recipe for sweet potatoes unlike any other.
Ooh.
I don't like I'm potatoes. Just saying, caramelized with cinnamon, oh, and brown sugar.
Potatoes are great, no matter how you cook them.
Dude, oh my gosh. Nah, but these sweet potatoes, man. Recipe from my grandma to my mom, and eventually to me.
Yeah.
Stuff is magnificent.
My grandma has the greatest meatballs. Her meatballs, they're great. They have the gravy that she has them dipped in, too.
Yeah.
So good.
Good meatball.
What about you, Gabe? You got any family recipes?
I have to think really hard on that one. Hold on. My mom cooks a lot, and we got the big family cookbook, but I don't, have any off the top of my head.
We get mashed potatoes. Potatoes are great.
We've got several different types of pies, not only my grandma.
My Uncle Tom makes fantastic pumpkin pie.
Like, shared family recipe from my grandma, her grandma, to my grand-aunt, grand-uncles. Like, dude, those pies and chicken and noodles.
Oh, the chicken noodle soup
is
the best.
There is a chicken and noodle recipe that my great-grandmother made that has been passed down for so long. It is so...
I feel like every food immediately becomes 10 times better if you're eating it on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it works. I get a giant bowl of black olives, and then I eat them all.
Olives?
Olives.
Olives.
Just black olives. I don't like green olives.
It's why
like
the olives?
Iron stuff, I don't know. Right? I like them. They're good.
Do you have an iron deficiency?
No, I just like them.
Oh.
This man is not filled with enough metal.
No, I just like olives. They taste good.
Fans.
You need to go out, eat some rebar, come back in here, and you'll be doing just fine.
I need to go out on a...
Start like eating people's bumpers.
It's like a pub crawl. I just go out and I eat building supports.
Just like the building
instead
manager.
Instead of getting food and drinks, I just eat the bar. That's what I do.
Architectural manager comes out. I was like, why is this building taking so long to go up?
Oh, there's a kid who keeps coming around and eating our rebar. That's all it is. He came by yesterday with a fork and a knife and ate a whole I-beam.
He came by with a spoon and got to it with the sheet metal. You know, the stuff we put on the walls. There was just a stack of them. And when we got to him, he was just digging in with a spoon. He was eating it like Jello.
He showed up with a blowtorch and he started eating the concrete mix.
Oh my god!
Sorry, my mistake. He started eating the concrete mixer.
Oh.
Chewing into it like it's, what's it, like fondant?
Yeah, like fondant.
Just, oh, it's like, dude.
Good. It's like
fondant's worse than Skittles.
It's like, that's good metal.
What do you mean fondant?
What do you mean worse than Skittles? Do you not like Skittles?
It's like, well, it's the chewy texture, you know?
Do you not like fondant?
I don't like laying fondant down on cakes.
Like,
or turning it into funny structures.
It's just like chewy icing.
Yeah. It's, fondant is the best kind of icing.
Why do you chew your icing?
Because it's good. Have you never?
I like it when my icing
is smooth. It doesn't tickle the roof of my mouth when I eat it.
It doesn't turn into a paste when I put it in my mouth.
Exactly.
Know? Like, I can actually
it's
chew
like
it.
It's like I can't eat cupcake icing because it's just like...
Party foul.
It's too bad.
Jail.
Like, the problem with cupcake icing is one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to bite into it and it's going to get all over your nose.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, but then
I like looking like I just ate like an entire clown pie full of icing.
Here's the problem, but then you gotta clean it up.
Nuh-uh.
And you can't eat that when you clean it up, because then if you try to lick the napkin, you're just gonna taste dry napkin. You're not gonna taste icing.
Well, why would you clean it with a napkin? Wrappers. Fingers.
Your fingers? Yeah, but you're not gonna get it all the way, and then you gotta lick your fingers off, then you gotta clean that with a napkin. And then you gotta rub your nose with a napkin, because you'll have like excess icing on it that... If you try to lick it off the napkin, it's going to get your tongue dry. And it's not going to taste very good. That is horrendously disgusting.
What?
You
just get it off your nose with your finger, and then you eat it off the finger.
He reenacted it, though.
Yeah.
Like, live.
Yeah.
Hit guy scrubbed his nose with his finger, licked it.
He actively stuck his finger up his nose and
I did
ate.
Not stick it
he's
up my nose.
He's actually picking his nose right now.
Right now.
We're watching him.
He's got... both his right and left index finger double swirly up his nose trying to dig for some gold. Oh my goodness.
How much gold could you find in someone's nose?
I have no idea.
I don't want to know.
I imagine
that.
Leprechauns have a few bits of there, but you know.
Some lost traces.
Yeah.
Do you think prospectors, whenever they like got done digging in a mine or, you know, potting for
That's
gold
why
in a
they
river?
Say digging for gold.
They would just, like, stick their finger up their nose every once in a while and pull out, like, a small nugget and be like, oh, my goodness, how did I miss that?
It's just like they're having trouble hearing, so they go dig it around their ear with a Q-tip, they pull it out, and then it's just, like, an entire diamond.
Ooh.
Snack.
Mm-mm. Not snack. If you try, do Stop not eat diamonds.
Forbidden pop rock.
Ooh. The only thing popping would be your teeth, my friend.
Exactly.
What if I had diamond teeth?
If you had diamond teeth and you tried chewing a diamond, you would probably blunt the diamond and your teeth.
I feel like I'd give myself a concussion.
A concussion?
Concussion.
It might happen.
Go, diamond, and then suddenly I wouldn't be able to think.
It's like trying to break a diamond with a hydraulic press. Doesn't work.
It was no, because it's the densest thing.
I thought that
thing.
Did work.
Yeah.
But it's like a weird fracture.
Mm-mm.
So how do we get big diamonds into small diamonds then?
You cut a really big diamond with another diamond.
Diamond tip.
Like, you cannot cut a diamond without another diamond.
I'm going to start breaking diamonds.
That's how it works
hands.
In Minecraft.
I'm going to...
Okay. That's not how it works in gold. Minecraft. You can use iron in Minecraft to get a diamond.
Yeah.
My new life goal is going to be crushing diamonds with my bare hands. I'm gonna get a bunch of diamonds, and I'm just going to start crushing them in front of people and, like, just saying... surprise, and then it's powder. Blow it in their face.
Absolutely. Next, you should try that with a neutron star. Yeah. One of the densest things in the universe. Just be like, hey, you want to see something funny?
Collapse it. It's a black hole.
You know that black holes are actually like the one thing with a negative density?
Yeah.
That's why they're so like suctiony.
Yeah, because... They
if
just,
you were negatively dense.
Then I would be dead.
Yeah, probably. You
Can
wouldn't
we put
be
that
able,
on the to-do list?
But then become...
Become negatively dense?
No.
Black holes are referred to as an infinitely small particle. So technically, it's also negatively dense and also super dense.
Story of my life.
It's literally, it's two different densities on black holes. That's how they do what they do.
It's so weird. Physics is weird.
Yeah, it's
space
stupid.
Physics doesn't
space
make sense.
Space physics specifically.
Why did we let people commit their lives to learning about the stars?
Because they want to go.
We haven't gone. We're just hanging out.
Well, yeah, we're trying to get off here because we already know what happens down in the ocean.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Exactly. We've only seen 2% of the ocean, but NASA did explore the oceans at first, and then they must have seen something down there because we immediately started trying to leave the planet.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest thing in the ocean right now?
Yeti crab.
Yeti crab?
No, those things are silly.
They're little
goobers. I bet that there's some beast we haven't seen yet out of the 2% of the ocean we've explored, and it's just like Cthulhu.
Mm. I want to find him and name him.
Nah.
You want to name Cthulhu?
Yep. I'm going to name him Fortnite the Third and make everybody call him that.
That's the official scientific name is Fortnite the Third. Is the scientific.
Nicknamed Third Fortnite.
Third Fortnite.
Like the Third Impact from
the
hit,
Third
hit
Impact
show.
From
Evangelion.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
We were talking about Thanksgiving, and we went to the Third Impact, naming a creature in the ocean Fortnite the Third.
It only took, like, 3 steps.
Dude, it's not even been 10 minutes.
It's been 5. Like, 5 at the most. What have you...
How did this happen?
I don't know. It's just something that happens. Well, let's talk about Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday
is
a fun
this Friday?
One.
Yeah, Black Friday is a
I
thing.
I think it's kind of funny how... Some stores don't actually lower their prices for Black Friday. They just slowly increase the prices for certain items leading up to it and then reduce it back to the original price to make it seem like a good deal.
Hey, but some things
they do.
That's
what they do at JCPenney.
Hey, some things I got
to... JCPenney?
No.
Oh.
I've been to JCPenney.
I'm just saying, a couple years back, I got a pretty nice price on a JBL speaker.
And that was?
Like $20.
Damn.
Like, it was really, really nice price for the speaker. It was... Astounding. It's an amazing speaker.
Oh, on Black Friday, I'm just going to go camp outside of Walmart.
You're going to be one of those people?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, I think that it's kind of funny that people get into fights over electronics at Black Friday.
Are you going to be the camera guy?
Oh, I'm going to be the camera guy.
You'll make bank. You won't even need to spend any money on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'll just be filming it, and then I'll just send it to, like, some news station.
Profit.
Profit. Yeah, I get to profit off of the plights of other people.
You just gave me an idea of what I should look for on Black Friday.
People.
Camera.
A camera.
Yeah.
That might be something.
Yeah. I want to get a GoPro.
No, Black Friday, I'm going for an Oculus Quest 3.
Oh, no. You're going to fight tooth and nail for that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just going to order it.
Oh.
They do the Black Friday deals online, too, dude.
Yeah, but that's boring.
Yeah, I know it's boring, but I like my legs.
There's no rush. There's no gladiatorial fight.
Yeah, well, I like my bones where they are.
I don't. I want to get them out. Weak.
Pathetic.
Feel uncomfortable in your skin?
Okay, no, we're not going to start this beat. We're not going to start this bit.
Schizo radio show.
No.
Why don't you pull it off?
Okay, we're not doing this. We got to move on.
We do.
If you are going to do Black Friday, you've got to get in the Walmart mosh pit. Okay, you've got to get into that fight, rush around, and battle. If you don't, you're not Black Friday-ing right.
They got to start playing boss
music in
Walmart.
We at WBDG do not encourage violence of any kind.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you were to, we can't stop you.
You are your own person.
I'm just... Okay, listen. I feel like the people who do get into fights on Black Friday for minor things...
They're like the worst kind of fighters, too.
There's like you're fighting over the stupidest thing. That is... A single telephone that you were trying to buy.
Grandma. I think the most violent Black Friday altercation is just one old woman backhanding a small child while she's trying to pull a TV out of the store.
Like, what? Like, why?
Well, what TV? Do you think? They hear deals and then they immediately just go.
Is that how they're like? The older generation is just holding on to money. They're like, deal, and then they don't
just buy things if it's a good deal. That's how it works now.
I relate to that.
Listen,
I mean,
do you ever see old people at Whole Foods?
I can't
say
I have.
I have.
Now, how many old people do you see at Costco?
I'm going to be honest.
Not enough to count on my fingers or toes.
I haven't been in a Costco for a while.
I see only old people at the cheaper stores because that's the only place that they will buy. They want deals.
My grandma goes to Costco.
Exactly. Because it's cheap. It's a good deal.
Exactly. It's yeah.
You don't go to Whole Foods or GFS because it's all absurdly overpriced food.
Costco should limit you on your IP, like your IP? Netflix did. So you can't leave your home. You have to
what?
Sign in to Costco at
they
home.
Already listen. Do you want to know the funniest thing? They have gas pumps at Costco.
Yes.
And you need a membership card to use them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to cheap pay. Gas. Yes, but you have to pay extra money to get the gas that is cheaper by 50 cents.
But if it's your entire family and you have three cars, yeah. You're saving like 50 cents per gallon.
I mean, hey, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Pass the Costco
apparently
card
we
around.
Have that, but I didn't know that.
You should start
I didn't
gas
know that Costco.
Costco
had a membership for the pump.
They do.
I went to Costco before school to try and fill up on gas because I was on like half a gallon of gas. I was almost empty. Right. Almost out of gas. This is a callback.
Oh, yeah. This is
it's not the same time.
Oh.
But when we were going to the... When we were at the Fear Farm, I almost ran out of gas. So we had to go... We went to a gas station just, like, way down the road.
Yeah.
And then we almost died. But we're getting to that later.
Wait, what? Did we?
Yeah. Dude.
Who was driving?
All of us were driving our own
cars.
Yeah,
we all... Oh. Like, I had my
legally,
car.
I cannot drive with other people in the car.
Oh, how long have you had your license?
I got it in July. So I get to drive people in January.
Okay.
Get all excited. Right. Yay. Yay.
Whoopee.
But, road trip? But.
Road trip.
Not counting that one. It was recently.
Oh, okay.
I went to Costco to try and get gas. I did not know that you had to pay for a membership to use their gas pumps. So I went. And I tried to fill up my gas, and it didn't.
It just mm-hmm. didn't work?
So, it didn't let me. It was just like, scan card now, and I was like, okay, I'll just put my card in there. It was like, nope, membership. I was like, what?
Did you not have the membership card on you?
No, I didn't have a membership. I didn't know you needed one.
Yeah, that's the thing. You just gotta...
Which is funny, because then I was 5 minutes late to school because I had to go to another gas station to fill up.
That doesn't fun. Really matter. I mean, 5 minutes late is eh.
Like I said, you gotta pass around that Costco code. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Take a screenshot of it.
No. I'm pretty
Print
sure.
Out a picture.
Pretty sure now that.
Did you see that Netflix raised their membership prices
again?
Again.
Dude. How fun.
By $8.
Yeah.
This is why I don't have a Netflix membership.
Same.
It's crazy how ridiculously overpriced
I
they're making it
rich
now.
People. I hate people who just spend money on that.
Listen,
and,
you know that Netflix,
they're
going to keep doing it until it starts to actually affect their user numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're probably going to reduce it again.
By
and
like
then $4. The second, yeah, by like $4. And it's not going to have any change. And then they're going to go bankrupt and Blockbuster is going to come back and take everything over.
What I would do here. To have Blockbuster back. Oh my gosh.
There's still a Family Video open nearby. And that's like the
it's
closest.
Open?
Yeah, open.
Blockbuster Dang. Before Blockbuster.
Yeah. I'm just saying, every Family Video I've gone by was like a desolate place trying to turn into a Subway. So
no, most Family Videos Subway. That I've seen have turned into Dollar Generals.
Oh, yeah, those two.
But right now, there's a Family Video that I am going to go to soon because I want to rent Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions just for fun.
That just reminds me of when me and my family, we were driving somewhere. I don't remember what the end destination was, but we drove by a fully functioning, open Radio Shack.
Yeah.
It was absolutely insane. I was like,
really?
Yo, that place is actually running. Mm-hmm. It was an open sign and people going in. It was amazing.
I miss Fry's Electronics.
Oh, Fry's, dude. Oh, dude.
Good stuff.
They're still open.
There aren't enough guitar centers.
That, yeah.
The nearest guitar center to Avon is like an hour away.
Where? Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it up in like Carmel kind of stuff?
Yeah, because we went by it on my way to Anderson.
Wow.
That's a hike.
Yeah.
Hike?
Is it
worth far.
It? Yeah.
It's a big guitar center, so it's pretty big.
Well, it's probably like the regional one, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I got an adapter for a power cord that I didn't work.
I ordered those on Amazon.
Huh?
I order those on Amazon.
Yeah, I didn't want to because they couldn't find one on Amazon. So I just went to Guitar Center and then I found an adapter.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what else? I was like, there are no skate shops in Indiana except for like deep Indianapolis.
Well, there aren't any skate parks in Indianapolis.
Oh, no, there's
like two.
There's a few. There's one in Plainfield, I'm pretty sure.
Stop swinging your mic.
I'm trying to fix a zip tie.
Why did you break it?
I didn't.
He broke it.
Okay, well, if you're going to adjust the microphone, you might want to mute it first so you can...
No, I'm just going to leave it.
Okay.
I'll just hold it with my hand. It's going to suffer now. It's just going to sit here. I'm just going to clasp it like this.
Gently grasp the microphone.
Squeeze the life out of the microphone.
Do not do that to the microphone. Because if you do that to the microphone, you might break it, and it won't be happy about that.
Microphones don't enjoy being squeezed.
I don't think anybody enjoys being squeezed.
I do.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay. Man. Moving on.
Weighted blanket.
Weighted blankets. I'm not... Are weighted blankets really worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When I sleep under the weighted blanket, it keeps me from having awful dreams.
And they're also very warm.
Are
sometimes.
They?
It depends
sometimes.
On the material.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if it's the same as Senor Chile.
Senor Chile, the little
Yeah.
co-host.
Yeah, for those listening right now, Gabe has a... Gabe has a chili pepper right now that's filled with beans and it's made of rubber.
It is so weird.
It is very strange.
I do
and
not
when you
like
throw
things.
It on the ground, it splats and it becomes flat.
I do
he
not
has a concussion.
Like,
and
let me see.
I have seen one of these similar to it that was a gorilla.
Yes.
And you dropped it and the guy dropped it off of a balcony.
What about Stretch Armstrong?
I love Stretch Armstrong. Stretch Armstrong is similar, except he actually has, like, silicone in
him. Yeah,
he
was made with, like...
He's made of full rubber and stuff.
He was made with, like, gel inside.
Yeah.
So you could, like...
It's similar
to that guy has beans in him.
Yeah, whatever is wrong with it, I do not like... Why is it...
Give me Senor Chile.
It is such a weird thing to grab, because it's, like...
It's very strange. It's very rubbery. But it's also kind of like...
break him again.
I'm not going to break him.
Keep stretching him out, and I'm worried he's going to explode
everywhere.
He's
not
going to
explode.
What if he explodes, though?
If he explodes, I'll buy you a new Senor Chili.
But then you'll have it, like, all up in the board, and it'll be a really
then I'll clean
unfortunate.
You can't really clean the...
vacuum cleaner.
That board's been there since the 80s. Good luck trying to kill
vacuum.
A vacuum?
Dude,
do not put a vacuum
so
to the board. Please.
I'm going to put a vacuum to the board.
Do not do that.
No.
That would be very, very uncomfortable.
It would be kind of cool. We should leave the mics on, too.
Leave the mics on?
Just hold the vacuum up to the microphone as it just inhales.
We could have like a half an hour straight of vacoum cleaner noises on air.
I might do that. That seems like a fun show idea for next year. I might just book a 30-minute segment on Wednesdays and just play a vacuum cleaner sound.
Today on midweek vacuum cleaner sounds. We will just have it in the background. Like have it right outside the door, just leave it on and like talk over
it. I just attach a lav mic to the vacuum as we vacuum the whole studio.
He is the co-host.
No, don't do that.
I interview janitors about how fun they find vacuuming and cleaning the school.
Just, so, how do you enjoy this job?
What? Just, huh? Because he's got his earbuds in, blasting Eminem or something.
Those are the cool janitors.
Yeah. My school has cool janitors. The lunch ladies, though... Nah.
Moving on.
I have one cool lunch lady, actually. She's Russian.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, she's a Russian immigrant, and she's, like, cool.
I'd call her mom.
She's really cool? Okay.
No, she's actually, like, she's actually hilarious, too.
Lunch mom.
It's funny, because she, sometimes she'll, after she'll see us all with, like, giant helpings of food on the some days, like when we get the chicken nuggets on Fridays. And then she'll literally just go, like, dear God, in Russian, and it's hilarious, because she sees how much food we have.
Yeah, because we eat.
Yeah, we eat.
We are growing boys. We eat a lot. Like, I know I eat a ton. I've got a protein shake somewhere.
Yeah. My lunch ladies are kind of cool. Most of them are bad, but that one is, like, she's cool.
Back in Arizona, the lunch ladies would always tell my mom how nice I was, because I'd say thank you. I was the only kid in, like, a 300, 400 student school, whatever. And it was because they were all spoiled rich kids. I hate I hate the rich. Circling back.
Eat them.
Eat the rich.
Nah, because like part of them, you'll be eating a bunch of doctors and people that actually
leave
fix things.
Doctors?
Doctors, some construction workers.
Yeah.
Welders.
Anybody who's nice to you and opens the door for you. Anybody who treats you like a vampire.
But
not lawyers, though.
If we're talking... Yeah. Some lawyers are pretty
some
nice.
Lawyers. Saul Goodman.
Yep.
Saul Goodman.
Matthew Murdock.
Okay.
Maybe
Foggy Nelson.
I'm just saying...
Still pushing it.
If you eat everybody who's rich, you're eventually going to eat someone that's actually contributing someone. Now, like, someone that's a stock market...
Eat Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Like, if you're talking
isn't
about someone that's
vampire?
Like a... What? No, that is not
no,
the...
No, that's Tom Cruise.
That is not the plot of The Wolf of Wall Street at all.
Tom Cruise is absolutely a vampire. Have you seen the guy? He has not aged.
Like,
at all.
He looks exactly the same.
He is human, like, Johnny Cage turned real.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Cage is based off of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, yeah.
And now he's a skin in Mortal Kombat.
He is. He is, and that is hilarious to me.
He'll live forever. Oh, you threw Senor Chile.
I dropped Senor Chile.
I really here. Do not thank like you. That. I don't know if it's like the stuff it's made out of, but it just feels uncomfortable
yeah,
to hold.
Yeah, it feels uncanny. It's like you're holding a chili pepper with eyes, and it shouldn't look like that or feel
like
that.
Part
can we
of
post
me,
this on Twitter?
Like,
I might, yeah.
When we post the podcast, can we post this too?
Like,
yeah. Listen. Just like join us for this week's episode of the show. Special guest.
Like,
special guest, Senor Chili.
Like, when I hold this thing, I expect it to be like a stress ball.
Yeah.
That when I squeeze it, it's going to, you know, return to
rubber
its regular
off.
Shape. But it doesn't.
He takes a minute.
And that's, no, he doesn't.
He doesn't
he
perform
doesn't
well
move.
Under pressure.
He doesn't move.
Stop being mean to him.
It's not real.
He didn't ask for this, okay?
I had. I just checked my phone. My dad told me Jason Statham has already discovered what's hiding under the ocean. Megalodon.
Megalodon?
The big shark.
Meg
the
two?
Subject of my favorite episode of the show.
Sharks?
Sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
Remember that? We talked sharks. About sharks. Sharks, squids, and sea monsters
mm-hmm.
was that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was episode 2, I believe. Well, technically episode 1. Because I forgot to record episode 1, so...
Wow.
Everybody forgot to record, like, the first... Like,
yeah, the first episodes of their show.
Yeah.
Not me.
I just forgot to record No, I recorded the first episode. I didn't save it.
Aww.
So that one was lost at the time. Anybody who doesn't listen... Who didn't listen to the... who didn't listen to the Pop-Tart episode live will never get to hear it again.
Lost
wow.
media.
It's lost media.
It's somewhere out there.
It's somewhere.
Somewhere out there, in some way, at some time, it will resurface. You will go in for a job interview. Somewhere.
They'll know about that Pop-Tart episode.
And they will know about the Pop-Tart episode.
Yeah, it's just going to be me, 53, registering to get, like, my home inspector's license. And then it's just the guys that are just like, so tell me about the Pop-Tart episode. And I'm just like, who told you?
Who let you? Do you ever look at, like, phone cameras when they're pointing at you? Like, somebody will hold up their phone and, like, look at a text or something, and you'll just stare at the camera?
Yeah, okay. I definitely do that.
I just did that with you because you were, like, looking at something, like a text or
yeah.
whatever.
No, I was looking at my lock screen because it's a cat eating soup.
That cat has devoured that soup.
Yeah.
He looks like me after eating a cupcake.
Yeah.
Frosting all over my face.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Bless you. Oh, he's leaning. Come back. Come back.
Have you all ever had, like, a food that you want
to... He dropped Senor Chili. It was sitting on his head, and we turned and looked at him.
He had Senor Chili on his right. head like a gnome hat.
All right, now let me ask the question yeah. that I was trying to... You guys ever, like, gone to a restaurant or a family
no.
dinner and...
Never.
Okay. Well, shut up. And, like, there was something that you, for some reason, could not stop eating. Like, you kept going back to it.
Bob Evans, biscuits.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, there was this one time, me and my family, we were out at Golden Corral.
Ooh.
I don't remember what for, but we were just there eating. And I was like, man, these rolls are pretty good. And then commenced to eat, like, 30 of them. And I couldn't stop. I felt so sick at the end of the day.
Oh, I could never.
I did not know what came over me, what possessed me and my stomach to just keep scarfing down rolls. one after the other. Like, I'm not talking like, you know, I eat a roll, sit down a moment, drink some water. No, I'm talking roll down, roll down. My mouth was so dry, I didn't take a drink of water. Roll down.
Do that, but with saltines.
Like, I just
do not do that with saltines.
I just could not stop for some reason. I don't know what was wrong with me.
Do that with club crackers.
Please. Oh, I could definitely do that with club crackers.
I love club crackers.
I could tear apart a box of club crackers regardless.
I have. I've done that. I've downed a whole sleeve in 20 minutes.
Same. Honestly, like, the one sleeve of club crackers.
Maybe
is
I'm
not
the
enough.
Normal person here.
No, I think you're the oddball.
I think I would not personally do that. Pick up Senor Chile.
Pick him up.
Give him back to me. He's been, on the head.
He's
no.
a hat again.
Now he's a wizard hat. I'm going to kind of wrap him around the headphones so he sticks just a little bit.
Up.
Hold on a second.
The wizard?
The wizard is here.
I'm not bringing the wizard back.
Oh, okay. That was like the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wizard time.
I see Nelly through the window. He's telling me just like, nope,
wizard
do not.
Time
no wizard.
Denied.
Now, the wizard is reserved for very special occasions, and this is not a special occasion.
I mean, we only have 2 days this week.
Yeah, true. Maybe that's special. Christmas. Christmas wizard.
Well, Christmas episode.
What do you think a wizard's favorite Thanksgiving food would be?
Frogs.
Frogs?
Eye of Newt.
Eye of Newt.
Toe of frog.
Toe of frog. Put him in a soup. Dude, do you think wizards...
Eye of Newt and green of color. Card of $19.
Stop. Do you think that... Nah, but serious question. Do you think that whenever wizards are hungry, they make a like a potion soup?
At people and frown and look unhappy.
That's not.
Why does like every wizard
bubble
look sad?
Toil and eldest wine, compilation of dankest vine.
Stop, please.
We're gonna go through the entire wizard rap, and suddenly he's gonna be here.
I don't want.
I'm not going back through the wizard rap.
I don't want to hear the wizard rap at all.
I can't say it on the air.
Yeah, you can't. So no, don't.
I'm not going to.
That's the
only part of it that I can say.
But like I was saying. When a wizard gets hungry, what do they eat? Like,
frog. Who?
Genuinely,
magic.
Just in general, what would a wizard eat?
Golden apples from Minecraft.
They would probably eat that. That'd be pretty good.
They'd golden carrots.
Golden carrots.
Potions of strength.
Yeah, like I'm just saying, do they like
wizards
make...
do not eat food. They just drink.
Like, do they?
They're like
several
chronic
various
alcoholics.
Liquids.
No, but
what constitutes as alcoholism?
For a wizard?
For everyone.
I mean, probably drinking too much alcohol constantly.
What if it's, like, inconsistent, you know?
Probably still counts.
Like, every time you go down to Mexico, you drink way too much? Or, like, drink consistently?
I think that's just getting wasted.
Yeah. Is that partying,
I don't think that really
or is
counts.
That, like, alcohol?
I think that's partying, and then it's just like, we are too young to be discussing this on a school radio station.
Yeah, you should stop.
Okay, when you hit 18, the legal drinking age in Mexico is 18.
Yeah,
so
true.
I had
that's
friends
weird.
Back in Arizona who would go down to Mexico over breaks.
Congratulations.
He was like...
Moving on.
Yeah, I gave them a frowny face and said, I don't have my passport.
Moving on.
Moving forward. That's what, like,
moving forward. Wizard drinks.
Wizard drinks. Wizards would probably definitely drink sparkling water.
Oh, absolutely.
And say it was like the best thing ever.
Have you ever drank thick water?
No.
Thick water?
No.
Thick water.
No.
I know about
it's
like...
It's for old people who have trouble swallowing. It's just regular water. It tastes the same, but it's thicker.
What is that? How do you thicken
water? It's
like
Jell-O.
It becomes more viscous.
I mean, I know about, like, solid water. You can do that.
That's called
ice.
Yeah,
it's called ice.
No. No, that's not what I mean.
What, you mean like Orbeez?
Like, not like Orbeez. Well, it's kind of like Orbeez, but, like, you can actually eat it. Like, you can eat water. It's not ice.
Yeah, it's called ice.
It's not frozen.
Ice.
It's not frozen.
Well, how is it not frozen, but it's still solid?
I don't know. It's like, it creates...
tension.
No, what I mean is it, like, creates... a edible, like, plastic-looking
I love microplastics.
Thing. It's not plastic, though. It's
microplastics.
Actually
microplastics.
It
we
is.
Got somebody writing something down.
Okay.
Lorelei's writing something.
Like I was saying, it's just water. It's solid water.
Thick water is also water, but it
water.
Tastes bad, even though it tastes the same.
What
it just doesn't...
brick of water?
It's not right.
A brick of water? You can't make...
Water with ice is crunchy.
Okay.
Well, ice is crunchy.
Yeah.
Water's not crunchy.
The water itself is not inherently crunchy, even when...
I think it would be really bad if it was.
What if water was crunchy? What if you're like trying to take a drink and it's like, mmm.
What if water was chewy?
I don't like this idea. We should stop.
What if ice was chewy?
Ice is chewy.
No, it's crunchy.
Well, yeah, but you can still chew on it.
Have you ever like melted ice?
No, but I mean, here's what I mean. What if you froze water to get ice and you put it in your mouth and
water is crunchy compared to milk?
Okay, that is the worst take I have ever heard.
In that milk?
Why would you?
Yeah, why did you
milk?
Spell milk with two L's?
Two L's and a C at the end.
Why would you freeze milk?
Oh, you fixed it. Okay,
fixed it.
Milk.
Okay, but as anyways, I was saying, why would you freeze
water
milk?
Water is crunchy.
You don't.
Compared to milk.
I mean,
don't
ice
freeze
cream.
Milk.
Ice cream exists, but
that's what frozen milk is.
Well, no.
Yeah,
what if
it has sugar in it and flavoring?
It has.
That's like.
But here's back to what I was saying. What if you froze ice into an ice cube and you ate it and it had the texture of a brownie?
Like a gummy worm?
Yeah.
I think I would think I'm losing my mind.
I would lose my mind. Having like, a genuine.
I think I would kill someone. I'm not going
to
kill someone.
Okay.
We're not supposed to say that.
In Minecraft?
In Minecraft.
In Minecraft. In Minecraft.
Of course.
Anyways, moving on.
We pulled it back.
Move forward.
Moving on. Mashed potatoes.
What about them?
How do you feel about them? Do you just eat them on their own, or do you add gravy? Do you add...
Depends on the gravy.
Do you add grape jelly?
What?
Grape jelly to mashed potatoes? I'm going to take the hat off for that.
Listen,
what do you
I
mean?
Have discovered something recently. If you like sauce with certain foods, then you have to try it with other foods that usually don't go with that sauce.
Ranch.
For example.
Ranch.
Yeah, you can do it with ranch.
Okay.
For example, you put grape jelly on toast, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're wrong. Anyways.
You can put grape jelly, blackberry jam.
Put grape jelly.
Orange marmalade.
Put grape jelly on your mashed potatoes because it's good.
I want you to walk into a small hole and sit there as the bugs crawl over you.
Mustard.
Honey mustard on
mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
That, I don't know about that.
Spicy mustard, maybe.
No, absolutely not spicy
mustard.
Spicy
potatoes would be good. It tastes like deviled eggs.
Honey.
Deviled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Mashed
ketchup.
Potato.
Ooh.
Ugh, I really don't like you right now.
That's a breakfast food.
It's a breakfast food.
I'd give it to you.
People eat their eggs with ketchup.
Yeah, I don't know
how.
I don't know why.
Relish.
Finish it.
Meatballs.
Ooh.
Okay. That sounds like something you'd get at a ballpark.
Sounds like
a meatball sub with relish on it. I mean, that's not too...
Just meatball.
Just meatballs? Just meatballs. I mean, okay. Depends on how you make the relish.
Meatball. Strawberry jam.
Okay, now you're taking it too far, buddy.
Would you go to IKEA with me?
What?
I might.
What is this transition?
We could spend a day at IKEA.
They do have meatballs.
And eat the meatballs there.
Yeah, and you can also play hide and seek.
Hide and seek?
It's like a maze. It's
but
a labyrinth.
If you lose, you have to imagine spending your entire life in IKEA with someone.
Yeah, if you lose at hide and seek, then you have to spend a night in the closed IKEA.
Nah, if you lose, you gotta buy a sofa. That's how it works.
If you lose, you buy a couch from IKEA you can't pronounce.
You can't put it anywhere.
If you lose,
you just
have
gotta
to
buy
the entire house.
You just have the box. That's what your couch is now. You sit on the box.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what that one dude... You guys have seen that picture of a dude's desk, which is just a box with a desk in it, holding his computer and whole setup.
Yeah, why assemble the desk when the box works just fine?
Then why not just get a box?
Exactly.
Well, the box is too weak without the desk inside.
I really don't like this analogy.
I love supporting boxes with desks.
Shove several boxes inside each other.
Don't.
Boxception?
Boxception.
Why would you do that?
Have you ever watched
Thicker
Paprika?
Thicker box.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Have you ever watched Paprika?
No.
It was Inception before Inception was Inception.
What?
Dream inside a dream inside a dream, whatever.
Yeah.
You can't tell what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
It was that, but animated like 6 years earlier.
Oh, like Infinity Train? That's not Infinity Train.
That's not Infinity Train.
That is not what Infinity Train is like. Why did I say Infinity Train?
I don't know. What's Infinity Train?
Wander over yonder.
Maybe? Huh? Before like Midnight Gospel?
Yeah.
Wander over yonder and Midnight Gospel were like
very weird shows.
Yeah.
But I liked them. Adventure Time was peak.
It was. That was a kid's show for adults.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with Bluey.
They released a
Bluey
Xbox.
There's a Bluey Xbox.
New Bluey Xbox.
That sounds awesome.
I don't
have you watched Bluey?
No.
A little bit.
Kids
I've seen the clips. I should
Australian
commit.
Children's TV show that adults can watch.
Yeah. It gives you good life lessons and like parenting tips.
Yeah, and it's also just funny.
Yeah.
It's like the Australian version of Phineas and Ferb without the wacky inventions.
It's 104 days
of summer vacation.
They just like live their lives.
That's not part of the lyrics.
What if you were a dog living your life?
So the annual problem for our generation.
Okay, I think
is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe. Okay, we're not gonna run through the whole stand. That was an amazing
the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist. Giving a monkey a shout. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here.
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, driving our sister insane.
Oh my gosh.
As we can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
What's the rest?
Just because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. Just stick with us, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. Bomb. Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence.
That was beautiful. I'm upset that I forgot like the lyrics halfway through.
I memorized the whole song.
I completely...
I watched it too much. Did they make the new season yet?
They're making it now.
Oh, beautiful.
It's coming out soon.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, same. It's going to be peak.
It's going to be beautiful.
We already had like the time skip to the very end, though.
Yeah.
The time skip.
That's what most of the season's going to be.
We're going to get future?
Half of the season is going to be future Phineas and Ferb.
Do you think Dr. Hines is still going to be there?
Oh, absolutely.
What about Norm?
Absolutely, Norm has to be there. I better see Norm with like a Kratos beard. That has to happen.
With a big, bushy beard?
I hope they bring Norm to life. I hope he's better this time.
I hope he's a real boy.
Yeah. Pinocchio. They're doing a Dark Souls Pinocchio game.
That's been out for a while.
It's been out for so long.
I played the demo and I hated it.
Lies of P?
Yes.
You hated that? That's such a good game.
It is
an amazing game.
But it was super like punishing.
Yeah, as all Souls likes are.
Believe it or not, Dark Souls genre is just terrible.
The Souls
DSR
genre is supposed
and
to be
Elden Ring.
It is punishing.
Two. Yeah. Yes, it is. Sekiro.
Like, you ever gone against...
Well, the reason Sekiro is so good is because it got rid of the dodge roll and it made parrying like necessary.
You gotta time everything. You can't just
run
away.
It's a game about timing. It's not a game about escaping.
Parrying
now.
Doesn't work in like Elden Ring and stuff.
No, but Sekiro does it well.
Yeah.
It's such a good game.
If I
have Elden Ring, I haven't even made it past the first tree sentinel.
Mm.
Like, I know you don't have to fight it, but I like can't get around it.
Sounds like
you
me
just
playing.
Go backwards.
Sounds like my playthrough through
turn around, go another way.
Like I was saying, sounds like my playthrough of Dark Souls 3. I'm stuck at the Night Watchers.
Oh, we're out of time.
Oh.
Oh, no. Well, that sucks.
He took my Señor Chile.
Yeah. Give him back Señor Chile.
Okay,
we gotta go.
Bye.
We gotta go.
Goodbye.
Bye. Have a good Thanksgiving.